our beautiful, evocative reading from the prophet Ezekiel describes just how much God loves the people of Israel, comparing them to his lover and someone that he wants to make beautiful, give all kinds of beautiful gifts to make her lovely and beautiful. But we see something happening in in the reading in God's plan in making Israel so beautiful. As she grows up, God raises her and gives her lots of beautiful garments and jewelry. A line that says, at some point, she became captivated by her own beauty. She became captivated by her own beauty. And in fact, what the Lord had given Israel as a gift, Israel ended up turning inward with it and separating the gift, beauty, from the giver, the Lord God. And so we see something, I think, of this theme returning in this classic statement about man must not separate what God has united. We can't separate the gift from the giver. When we do that, whether it's in a marriage relationship or any other kind of relationship for that matter, when we take the gift but we forget the giver, then that gift becomes more of an object to be used. Whenever we detach the gift, a good thing, whether it's beauty or wealth or any other kind of skill that we might have, any gift that the Lord or somebody else gives us, if we separate the giver, then that gift becomes an object to be used and not a gift to be shared with the other. God gives us gifts, be what they are, to be shared, to be shared in a relationship, not to be turned inward and used as an object for our own desire. And so the Lord gives many gifts to us, has given each of us a gift. We're reminded today that gifts are given to be shared, to be enjoyed in communion, and not to be used for their own devices, so that we do not separate the gift from the giver. We do not become captivated by our own beauty and gifts, but always see everything that we've been given, and everything is gift. Everything is gift. We're to always remember the giver.